Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up. Wake up late with Dougie.
Starring Dougie Almeida. From Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Boy, that's terrible.
One more time.
Let's try
one more time.
check. Here we go. Hello.
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 Hello. Not, we're all supposed to say
hello. All right, one more time. Take four.
And then we say, take right. three. I'm supposed to say hello together. And I go, hello.
Okay, ready? All right.
Hello.
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 And welcome. And welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You're supposed to stay that, you schlep.
Anyway, thanks for, it wouldn't be like you to jump in on something.
Well.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida. And in the studios with me, Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hello.
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 You guys do it today.
And of course, we've got a special guest in the studios who will be on America's Got Talent tonight.
This is so
yes.
cool.
It's probably right now. If you're listening to this podcast because you're a regular listener,
turn it off.
Shut the fuck up, idiot.
No.
You ready? Put it on pause.
There you go. Put it on pause.
Put it on pause. Because if you shut it off, then the ratios come back at the podcast. Like, you're only listening to half. Shut the just. Oh, he cut it off
in
the first 30 seconds. Peter Leonard, shut it off. Yeah, dickhead. All right. So pause it.
Yes.
And then go to the TV and turn on America's Got Talent because this new boy band, new sensation boy band, Five Alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will be on tonight. And, you know, I saw a video clip before the show and it's, you know, pretty exciting. You guys got moves.
Yeah. Well, by the way, this is Davey, everybody, from
Davey,
Five Alive.
Yeah, Davey, sorry. Davey from Five.
And, yeah, we're going to be on America's Got Talent. It's awesome. Dougie, Peter, thanks for having me on the show. It's awesome. It's super lit. You know, we stay lit, all the Five Alivers. What's up?
It's so now, great. Peter Leonard, when you saw him, you said he was dancing in the streets or something?
It was funny because I had seen something on Facebook about these guys like 3 days ago. And I'm thinking, oh my God, a boy band, and I was. It was cool because number one, there are none. Number two, it's a. If you see these guys 30 years later, all these guys, I can't even name the boy bands. I missed that whole thing. I was too old.
They look like a bunch of barbacks.
Yeah, but they're back on stage and they've got you know pot bellies and shit. I thought Joey Fatone.
How many times do you think he had explained that growing up?
Right. So
you know he has a hot dog place in Orlando called Fat Ones.
Really?
Yeah, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, one of the greatest boy bands of all time.
Isn't he there a lot because he's the announcer for the Family Feud?
Well, I think he was the announcer for Family Feud. I don't know if he is. He might still be.
Yeah. So I see these guys. So I'm at a client. I had a cocktail at this restaurant. Look across the street, there's these five guys doing these like dance moves, and I'm hearing like some a cappella, like shit going down.
You went and ate some pasta?
Yeah, capellini. Some a cappella, and you know what that means? That means singing without music.
Right, yes. Thank you.
And I'm thinking, God, is this cool? I crossed the street, and they were taking a break, and I said, and he was sweating like, Davey, I'm sorry if you don't mind. I said, dude, you look like, and I didn't know that he was.
That's not even true.
I didn't know he was underage. I was going to buy him a cocktail.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're not inside the places. We're on the sidewalk and we're singing, handing out flyers. We can't get in anywhere.
It's only when he was 20, right?
Yeah. No, two. Yeah, but nobody's 21.
Right.
So,
So if one of you turns 21, you can go inside and carry like 9 drinks outside.
Yeah,
maybe. Can I have nine?
I thought that's how you guys met. I thought Peter like got you guys some beer or something.
Yeah, I snuck a six pack.
Oh, that's a good idea, man.
So you'll come in for some use.
Peter, we should ask an adult to buy it for us.
Peter, you could be like the road hag. Like,
I'll get arrested.
You know, like the soccer mom? Like, yeah. you can cut up their, like oranges and shit?
I could bring their fruit.
You guys like oranges?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'm talking to the band, not you.
Oh, him.
Yeah. Oranges, bananas,
I'm
grapes,
in the band
strawberries,
now,
apples.
Not in the band.
Everything. Yeah. Fruits are great.
Yeah. If you need a keyboardist, Peter could be your keyboardist.
I can.
Oh, you play keyboard?
Yep. I sure do. I played for some very cool, famous people and stuff. And,
oh, that's
or
cool.
Or if you want to, I could just run sound and stuff. I'm very good with that. So if you guys ever get stuck for something, I'd, you know. And plus, I worked for, you know, a bunch of radio stations.
I can see it now. By the time you guys make it to the finals on America's Got Talent, you know, Peter's going to be so involved while you guys are performing, he's going to be sticking his head from backstage. Is this where I'm supposed to help?
They'll be wearing Peter Leonard t-shirts.
Yeah. You never know what can happen.
Now, listen, but, you know, I worked at Power 96 for 3 years.
Oh,
and,
cool.
In that building for 6 years, or 9 years, actually. So
yeah,
I know
the floors were never cleaner.
And I worked at Y100, so it can get I could get you to see the PDs, you know, if you need to. So
thanks, man.
No problem,
absolutely.
Man. I only take 15%. I'm not at 20.
Years. Extra,
no, well, listen,
extra,
you think
an extra
I'm no 50%
idiot. Off the average.
This kid, baby, could make... Honest to God, you're looking at a guy that within 3 years could be worth $20-30 million. Am I lying?
I mean, I hope not. That sounds great to me.
Right. Are you lying? Now, let me ask you a question. I know you can't really say anything about the results from tonight.
Okay.
Like, you can't tell us whether or not you got the big, like, isn't there a button that if somebody says they want to go straight to the end, they can hit it and they're already in it? Like,
Here's what I can say. Truthfully and honestly, tune in tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC and see what happens.
Well,
and follow us at 5 Alive Boy Band, and that's the number 5.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 Alive
Boy Band.
So I imagine there's 5 guys in the band.
There are 5 of us, and we're all friends.
Are you all alive?
And we're all alive.
That's a good coincidence.
Yes.
Good. Now, you know, so you guys sing, like you dance a lot, you guys train, I mean, you guys do everything, you know.
We sing, we dance, we want to bring back that old school vibe. We're the boy band Phoenix rising from the ashes, you know, and we want to prove that people can sing and still dance and have a good time.
And not lip sync, right?
No, not lip sync, we sing live. And again, like that 90s vibe, that old school party feel. We want to make music fun again. And, and you know, when we were little kids, boy bands were huge. Our parents loved them, so we kind of want to just like bring back the nostalgic feel.
I see you got a token black guy in the band.
Is he black?
No.
Or is he Hispanic?
He's from Trinidad.
Yeah, Trinidad.
Trinidad. What's that in between?
I don't know. I mean, this
he's Trinidadian man. So yeah. So if you ask him, hey, you got to come to rehearsal, he goes, soon come. I mean, what does that mean? He's late all the time?
He doesn't say that.
Is he late all the time? Or
no, Shannon is really cool. He doesn't say that. That's Shannon, by the way.
Shannon?
This is Gary, Shannon, this is Jordan, that's me, Davey, obviously, and then my cousin, Benny.
I was going to say, if he was late a lot, they would probably end up changing the name to Four Alive.
Right.
Eventually, you got to let somebody go. Like, is that important in the band, that everybody, like, is a team? Like, you know, if somebody's slacking, can you tell one of the band members, hey, dude, what's the matter?
Absolutely. And you know, we've had talks like that before at rehearsal where somebody wasn't putting in the 100% vibe that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's cool that we're close enough that we all talk about things like that. And when people are late, we let them know, man, because people's time is important.
You're not kidding.
And
is this going
to
be...
Everybody's burning the candle at both ends, you know, to make the project happen. So when one person doesn't... step up now, to the plate. You got to put
now
it in
usually,
line.
Now, usually in a boy band or in a band, a quartet, and sometimes there's usually a lead singer.
Yeah.
Now, are you the lead singer?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm okay with saying that, honestly. I'm not out for fame or anything. My buddy Jordan, he has an awesome voice, and me and him are best friends.
Does he have like more octaves than you? Is that it? Or what would you say is
I say he has like a smoother tone.
Yeah.
You know, he has that. He has the voice, man.
He's a singer.
He's like a songbird, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Mm. And look at this kid.
Which one is he in the front?
Yeah, the one in the middle right here. He's a beast.
Shaving when he was 7.
Now you got when you guys as a boy band, you must be hitting it. You know what I mean? You must be getting a lot of that. You guys get distracted when with the ladies that are, you know, because you know, I imagine I've never been in a boy band.
Right. Now, are all of you gay or who? Which ones?
Nobody's gay.
That's what happens, Winnie.
I'm kidding. Come on. Listen, you were out partying last night, so I don't want to hear your bullshit.
Well,
okay? Don't interrupt me on my show. Now, are all of you gay? No, I'm kidding.
Now, you know, I'm saying, you know, because it's got to be, you know, with all these guys hanging. I imagine a lead singer, that guy, you know, arms like that, I wouldn't wear sleeves either.
No.
Yeah, man.
You wouldn't wear pants if you were.
I'm doing my push-ups, you know. Yeah. I'm working on it. I want to get that no-sleeve vibe also.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, we're a boy band. That's what is expected, girls.
Well,
like
it's good
cool
that you said, like, you know, you're like you always worry, like, Ringo, always knew he was just the drummer.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, you got to know.
But you know the funny thing?
You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, you got to play to your strengths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Ringo got more tang on the road than any of them.
Did he really?
Yep, Ringo. Because he was the quiet, he was the, you know, he was the man. Ringo.
Yeah, Beatles are actually like one of the original first boy bands ever.
And you know what they also say? Big nose.
Is that what they say?
Big hose. You know that, Dougie. Look at you. Well, come on. You got a little conscience.
See, I don't got a long. That's thing, I got a long one. I got a big prominent nose. Like it's. You're right.
You got a prominent.
I think you're
cock.
Right. I think. I, you know. Let's try to be. You know.
Right.
There's a boy band member here. Let's try to be. Somewhat respectful.
He's on his way to like the heights. Buddy,
so tonight on America's Got Talent, Five Alive will be on, and Davey here will be in the background. And I've watched a video, like I said, and you guys like, you know, there's now it's hard. You got to be in good shape. You know, if you're going to be, I always remember when, like, I sang. I got some pipes. I sang in a band, and I have a few octaves. You know, I got a tone, and I play guitar. You know, I used to strum the guitar and everything. You know, I used to play, but to play the guitar and sing at the same time
and run.
Now, hold on a second. Can I have my own build up here?
How about dancing?
Yeah, I'm going to dance with a guitar. I'm going to sit down. Like, that's like Prince. What am I, Prince
right,
now?
Right, but
I'm going to start doing like leg splits with my guitar in my hand.
But that's your point exactly.
That's my point. Here's a guy. Now, it's not only just dancing by yourself and spin. You know what? I'll spin. You know what? Right. I'll do something else. You got to be with the other four dudes.
Yeah, you got to be synchronized. You know, we're always in the dance studio rehearsing, and we run and sing at the same time. And, you know, when you see a performance on TV and it looks flawless and we nail it, we kill it, we stay lit.
Right. Stay lit.
Yeah.
That expression there, Peter?
Yeah, absolutely.
You ever heard that expression?
I got to write that down.
Yeah, stay lit.
But, you know.
Lit used to mean stone.
When we kill you have to understand that we've done it like 1,000 times before. You know, like we've put in so much hard work and we're super excited for
Are your parents proud of you?
Yeah, of course.
And they back you? They're excited?
I mean, how could you not be excited when your kids are killing it?
Yeah.
Your kid's going to be on America's Got Talent, one of the hottest television shows around.
Hey, did you, last night, you know that dancing show that's on TV?
That show's so cool.
Guess what? The 19-year-old from Plantation?
Uh-huh.
That's my friend Michael DeSasio's daughter. He's the...
The one that he told to stay away from my daughter?
No, he's got...
What?
No, there's his wife.
There's another one.
No, this girl...
Oh, boy.
No, this girl is unbelievable, man. He's got a gorgeous wife and three daughters. I don't know how he has any hair left.
Can I tell you something about this creepy fuck? You know what he does? I'm away this weekend.
I want to hear this.
I'm away this weekend. I go to Sarasota. I'm competing in the World Series of Comedy. Made it to the finals. And this guy calls me up and says, hey, does your wife need any help at the house?
He would say that.
Can you want me to help out with the dog? Yeah.
What did I say specifically? I called you to ask you how your dog is feeling, the one that you're killing slowly.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that dog, and you know that. Yeah. I watched you, you know, let her go blind, deaf, whatever it is. Yeah. Now she's peeing all over.
Let her go.
In the meantime, I wanted to help her because you have to carry the dog outside. Now, granted, if anyone's listening, I still have another suit pending with my three herniations from the last car accident.
Yeah, so that's why
I would have helped.
I could see him coming over the house with my wife here. I'll take him out. Oh, my back. Oh, can you? Why don't you help me out?
No, you know what's funny, though?
Why don't we both try to hold the dog?
I have a dolly with a flat top that we can put the dog on and wheel her right out the door, which would be so great.
Yeah,
I brought it with me. It's in the car.
You know, I will say this. And the update on the dog, by the way, the dog the other day was looking a little more like she was more chipper, like a little more, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, and everything's been good. She's been pooping, eating, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got to take her out. She wasn't like before this happened. She was running around the house all the time anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, so back to our guest here who's from Davey, Five Alive. Davey Boyd. Davey Boyd, who's on Five Alive. It will be on America's Got Talent tonight at 8 o'clock. So, you guys
NBC.
Should, on NBC. If you don't know where America's Got Talent is. By the way, hello in Facebook land to Tony Black, who will be featuring coming up on some shows. By the way, here's a cool little story that happened. I had a fallout on the Wise Guys comedy show at Tavolino's on July 19th.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The headliner had to change his plans.
Ugh.
And then the day before, literally the day before, a comic called me and said, hey, I'm in town. I'm like, oh, my God, I'd love to have you on, but I'm all booked up this month.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, the next day, comic says, hey, I can't make it. I'm like, oh.
So the guy was already...
I contacted the guy, says, you're always doing it. So July 19th, our headliner at Wise Guys Comedy Show will be Al LaBelle.
You know what? I fucking love Al LaBelle.
He's a dude.
Do you know what? I
You're a comedy fan there, Davey?
Davey, you like comedy?
I like comedy. Yeah, totally. Kevin Hart is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of cool, you know, they're coming out with the new Jumanji, which I'm super excited about.
Is this the Robin Williams movie?
No, The Rock is in it. The Rock, Kevin Hart.
But that's the original was Jumanji, was the animals in the book.
I don't know, I never saw it. I think it was like, I don't know, I never saw the original
one. Disney, okay.
But I know this one's the new one.
But go where you're going, baby, because you're right. You're right, brother, right. Go where you're going.
What was that?
I don't know. You're hitting it. It was right on, man.
What, Jumanji?
No.
What are we talking about?
Movies.
You really upset me, this guy.
Who, me?
No. You got to be on a radio show with this guy because, you know, on a steady basis. I'm here for 3.5 years.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's, you know, if you walk out of here saying today, Davey, you know, you make it to your watch party in Plantation. By the way, are we allowed to say where your watch party is?
No.
Can people go and see it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you and AZ and put the address out?
Hey,
oh, we were talking about Al Lubell.
Al
Lubell is one funny comedian.
Right.
He refers to himself as, and me, Al Lubell. I mean, it's so, right. The guy is so talented and so low. So, I got to come and see that on the 19th.
Well, how fortuitous was that? You know,
great.
That one minute you have a fallout, which is like, kind of sucks.
And who was that headliner for this?
I'm not going to say it at the moment, but okay. Anybody can look. No, but, you know, he had a better gig. Uh-huh. The guy took a gig at Off the Hook, which you know, I'm sure it pays more, and I would take that gig over too. I don't know if I would cancel a gig a week and a half before, but nevertheless, I mean, I'm not going to, I honestly say I'm not, like I said, it worked out. Like, you know, if anything, how can I be mad at somebody when it worked out, right? Like,
yeah.
Now I got a comic who,
I think he's great.
I'd love to have him here. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm happy.
And he's never been there before, no?
Never been there.
Eddie will love this guy. Hey, can I say happy birthday to my 94-year-old mother?
Yeah.
Do you
mind? I saw the photo on Facebook of you and your mom.
That was from 6 years ago when she could still walk.
Right.
And still could hear.
What?
Still could talk. And, you know, it wasn't shitting in bed.
All right, we talked about this last week.
So, did we?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it. Remember, Davey wasn't here, obviously, but, you know, we talked about it.
She was turning 94? Oh, I didn't remember.
Yeah, we talked about getting old and shit, dude, so I don't want to talk about shitting in our bed again.
Oh, okay.
So, by the way, Jeff Anderson says Five Alive rocks. You got a new fan.
See that Five Aliver?
Yeah, that's pretty
Davey?
Cool. What's it, Jeff Anderson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said Five Alive rocks. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff Anderson. You rock, man. My name is Davey, and follow Five Alive, dude, at Five Alive Boy Band.
They're lit.
Stay lit.
I got to write that down and see if my kids know that expression.
Yeah,
I got to. Dude, I got to. How old are you? 19?
Yeah.
My daughter's 23, but.
Well, I turned 19 in a month.
Okay.
Wow. You're all going to set up your old lady?
My
your daughter?
She's if he's going to make the kind of cake that I think he is, you kidding me?
Yeah.
And she's little, too. She's, you know.
Well, if you're going to do that, you want to see my stepdaughter? I want to show you some of these yoga photos.
Oh, boy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love yoga.
Yeah, my stepdaughter's, you know, she's got a nursing degree, a bachelor's in nursing, and she's a yoga master and instructor.
Well, I'll be sure to leave my name and number on the card here.
Leave it,
and you can give it to her.
See, I think I'm going to up you on this one, Peter.
Yeah,
he's going to make that scratch. He's going to marry my stepdaughter.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go on the road with him. You know, I'm a money guy, so I can help you guys out with money.
He could do all the investments.
No, I don't want to do your investments. If you have asked questions, I'll answer the questions. You just pay me. You know, you don't have to pay me. I mean, it would be nice to pay me, but I don't want to be like a leech or anything. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, we got to get past step one. I got to see who your daughter is first.
Now I'm really confident.
I got to see your daughter too, Peter.
Well,
and then we'll see what happens.
Listen, my daughter's beautiful.
Yeah, they're all beautiful. Listen, it'd be either
everybody's daughter's beautiful. Isn't that the
way
it
goes? Well, there's a few that are pretty ugly.
I have friends whose kids are really funny.
You ever see that? I know it's been talked about, and I remember this was one of my, I looked at my open mic book, and I thought it was just mean, so I never really told it, but I said, my point was I always feel bad when I see an ugly couple. And then they're going to have kids. I'm like, really? You know, you're going to give birth to a kid that's going to be picked on, and you know what I mean? You know, like,
wow.
You know, I don't know, like, but you know what I'm saying? It's like a mean thing, right? Like, ugly people have uglier babies.
Yeah.
Well, it's genetics, I guess. If you look at it that way.
So that's good. You know, that's what's going to happen.
What if two ugly people got together, right?
Now, if they
had the most amazing, gorgeous looking baby you've ever seen.
Wow. Adopted.
Yeah. Wife was messing around.
Yeah, somebody's exactly. There's an old joke like that.
There was probably a really handsome postman that used to deliver the mail.
Or the pool guy or something.
Yeah. Some pool guy that comes and holds his breath as he hand cleans the bottom by himself.
Yeah.
Obviously, in a boy band, you guys all got to look good. But let's say there's a guy who had really good vocals. You know, he had really good moves, but he was like 200 pounds overweight. Would that be an issue?
I don't know. I think maybe. When we're dancing around, jumping around on stage, singing, you know, maintaining, I think a fit physique is important.
That's a stupid question. You know, in the sense that, you know, people are like, what if a fat person came and had all the moves? Well, to have all the moves, it'd be hard to be fat. You know what I mean? Because if you dance as much as you do. Now, you saw that video on Facebook of that really fat girl in a leotard spinning around?
There's some people who can move, though, man.
Listen, there was a kid, you're too young. There was a show on TV years ago with a guy named Raj and, you know, a fat black kid.
Right.
And he, with the hat, with the beret, Fred something. And this guy was
What's happening?
Correct.
Reg and Raj?
Yep. A show called What's Happening?
What's up, Raj?
And this guy would...
Yeah, the
you
moves.
You ever see it? And this big, heavy guy, man.
I think was, I know who you're talking about. His name was like Rerun or something.
Yeah, Rerun. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, man. But he ended up dying at like 41 years old from a heart attack. But, you know, you won't. But there are some fat people who have some good moves, man.
Well, we used to play softball.
I watched fat porn.
I remember when I was playing competitive softball. We were playing this championships leagues, and there was a guy on third base. I'm like, holy, why? Look at the size of that dude!
Right.
And by the second inning, one of our teammates hit a line drive down third. The guy dove.
Wow.
Caught the ball. Got off the ground. The last time I saw that much weight get off the ground is when the space shuttle launched.
Right.
And this guy jumped up off the ground, threw the guy out.
Wow.
I'm like, holy shit.
That's amazing.
Now that's baseball,
right,
where you're standing there, and you got to move quick like an alligator. And then, you know, who knows, he was breathing hard for the next 3 minutes.
Mm.
But, you know, but it, you can't be a dancer and be, like, you think about, like, it, unless you got the weirdest metabolism in the world, if you're dancing and training all the time dancing, it'd be hard to be fat after a while.
Yeah,
I definitely think so. If that's all you do, if you're into fitness or you're a runner or something like that, you're right. Something has to be wrong with your metabolism.
Listen to me.
You know,
a pitcher if a pitcher goes 9 innings in a baseball game, they lose 20 to 24 pounds in weight every game. I mean, I'm sorry, 16 to 24 pounds, depending on who it is.
Wow.
And that's a lot of weight, and a lot of it's water weight, but still, because you're throwing and throwing and throwing. Let me ask you a question, Davey.
Yes.
Let's go. We got a break in a minute.
I beg your pardon. You guys have what's the longest time you've performed for a 40-minute set, a 30-minute set, an hour? That's where your point comes in, being in shape. It's hard enough. You see these guys huffing and puffing after they do one song.
Yeah, now
song.
You're going to sing a whole set of songs.
Right, and now you're doing...
How many songs do you guys usually do in a run?
I mean, as of yet, we've been doing like short shows.
Right.
But we've prepared bigger shows, and I think that the opportunity now is going to be coming to do longer sets. But I see what you're talking about, like watching DVD of NSYNC and them on tour and stuff like that. They always have a lot of breaks where they're running behind, and people are giving them towels, and they're doing outfit changes, and they're wiping themselves down. And like, because, yeah, they're going crazy up there. And the lights and all that, you know,
like
what I mean?
Like in a rock and roll band, sometimes, you know, you want to give the guy, the front guy, the guitar a little break.
They do. They go back and snort.
Yeah, exactly. Bang a girl in the back.
Yeah, no, that's what a drum solo is.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Right. Drum solo, that's when...
Drum solo!
Get out of here.
Absolutely. And then everybody...
In every concert you've ever been to, in a rock concert, when the drum solo happens, the lead singer, the bass, they're all getting nailed in the back somewhere.
Wow.
Or they're chugging Gator. Now, you guys, Now, I'm sure after tonight, and I can help with endorsement stuff.
Oh, boy.
Gatorade, Powerade, that stuff
Red Bull.
Red Bull. Mm. And... You know,
Monster.
Clothing.
Hey, Peter, why don't you just give me your resume at the show?
I could do that.
Yeah, just cut to the chase.
You don't mind?
Yeah, you know, hire.
You
this
got
guy.
A manager now or anything?
I can't disclose any of that.
Okay, so I'm going to give my information to somebody tonight.
I can imagine Davey going back to the other members of Five Live, going, "Hey, I met this guy in a podcast.
Listen
today.
To me, and you know what?
We're going to let him manage.
I'll have fucking little dolls with your faces on them and shit. I'll have fucking everything.
These bobbleheads.
I'll have socks and underwear.
Have
I'll have everything Elvis had. You'll have lunch boxes. Fucking Five Live lunch boxes.
All right, calm
fucking
down.
A man. Can you see that?
He's getting excited. I'm
getting excited.
I haven't seen Lunchbox
getting excited?
In a while.
You're going to see Lunchbox? Yeah. I have one in my car. I'm going to show you Lunchbox.
Listen, his next big idea is to get
you're
a
kind of creeping me out, Peter. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I met you last night. Now you're creeping me out.
Isn't he a creep?
I don't want to go to your car with you, Peter.
Next thing you know, you're going to have five live pogo sticks.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we're going to take a break here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Not for long. I'm going. I'm latching onto his fucking star, pal.
Don't quit your day job.
Okay.
And of course, our special guest in the studio, Davey Boyd from Five Alive.
Yeah, at Five Alive Boy Band.
Who will be on America's Got Talent tonight, 8 o'clock on NBC.
Check it out.
And lit.
And all lit up.
Stay lit.
And speaking of lit, we'll be back with the Wake Up Late with Dougie show and what you need to know right after this.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. He's not a dickhead and he's not popping peas.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Nothing here to see, just a kill out me, trying to cut some tea, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you, I'm still on here trying to figure it out. Getting hard to sleep, blood is in my dreams, love is killing me, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida in Danger Studios. Tuesday afternoon in South Florida. Peter Leonard's with me.
Hey, everybody.
And special guest in the studio from Five Alive, at Five Alive Boy Band, who will be on America's Got Talent tonight from 8 o'clock on NBC, Davey Boyd.
Yeah, it's your boy Davey Boyd in the building. You already know the Boyd cousins. Stay lit. Five Alive is in the house.
Damn.
I couldn't do all that. Rude as shit, he's got his foot up on my chair like it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Well, you're the one who's pumping them all up.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. I'll hold his feet. Put your feet. Put your feet right
sorry
here.
Sorry about that,
dude. I'll massage your fucking feet.
No, that was rude. I'm sorry. I put my foot in your chair. Sorry,
dude. You put me in charge of the marketing, and I will absolutely.
Yeah, get you nowhere.
Well, listen,
I'm not going to say much, but I'm just saying.
You ever hear of Budweiser?
Yeah, I've heard of him, Peter.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Me too. Anyway, see,
it's one hell of a rendition.
See how famous I am.
He knows Budweiser.
I know Bud. No, I meant Budweiser. He's my tailor from Brooklyn.
Second segment of the show, we usually like to refer to as things you need to know. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you think that would be, Davey? Like, you know.
Things you need to know?
Right.
Well, one thing you need to know is that Five Alive is going to be on America's Got Talent Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
This kid is lit.
NBC.
He doesn't need me for promotion. He doesn't need me
and make sure you go to FiveAliveBoyBand.com for some behind the scenes. We actually call it Behind the Vibes. Information, pictures, blogs, everything about my boy band. Five Alive.
There you go. By the way, welcome Casey Peruski and Spaz from Casey and Spaz Comedy and Facebook Live. You guys are great. Go out to the Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce for shows at the Comedy Corner. If you're in the area, there's much more to do in Fort Pierce, trust me. But that's a great room. I'm going to be there with Clayton Fletcher, I think, in October. Here's a little thing you need to know. Four reasons the nice guys always finish last. Are you? That's why Peter's always... This is the only saying that ever gets Peter laid.
Yeah.
Nice guys finished last, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's four reasons.
What is it?
Well,
wait. Four reasons why nice guys finish last.
Yes.
This sounds interesting. I gotta hear this.
Yes. Number one, there's something truly scary to me about a nice guy. Women say I'm afraid of doing something to him or to ruin him. A lot of women lose their shit, like. You know, if there's a nice, like, maybe they don't feel ready. They don't have the confidence.
Well, like, that sounded like she doesn't want to, like, be negative and affect him or his choices in his life.
Yeah, like she doesn't want to spoil the water.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She doesn't want to, what's the word I'm looking for?
Taint?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. What if I lose interest? What if I completely break him? I'd never forgive myself. It's a whole lot harder than moving on or from hurting a good guy. It's a lot easier to hurt an asshole. What do you say to that, Peter?
Well, it depends whose asshole it is and how big you are. You know?
Yeah. How big of an asshole?
Right. Well, something like that.
Number two, I'm terrified that a nice guy will want to settle down right away.
Probably.
Yes.
They get attached. Yeah. They get you know, attached to the...
Right.
I've got her.
No, yeah. They get like, if a guy, I think, hooks up with a girl, mm-hmm. you know, and then he's addicted to that, and he wants to hook up again, yeah. and he falls in love.
Yep.
Listen, yeah, there's a lot of guys that do that right off the bat. Like the next thing you know, they're called. Like, you never want to be that guy. You go on a date, and you right. call the next day and go, hey, what are you doing? You want to go out today?
Like, they put it on a pedestal, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you go on a first date, when do you try to set a second date? I mean, unless you're really, if you're whooped, you know, that's a problem. If you're really whooped, you're going to be like, hi, what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, but what if you really like her, though?
Yeah, I mean, then you're going to get dick. So that's why you got to reel it in, that, you know, in the beginning at least. You
but
know,
there's a difference. When you have chemistry and you both are hitting it off, right. you can call the next day.
Yeah,
it's
by
cool.
the way, Casey but says, get off your fucking iPhone.
He's probably talking about me.
Yeah. I don't have an iPhone, Casey, so. You're talking to the boy band, dude. The boy band, dude. Casey Jones, you better.
Jones speak. That's just too.
Trouble ahead.
All right.
It's a spinning phone, too. Look at him. Hey, you got a spinner on that phone?
It's a fidget spinner
baby?
Phone. Yeah.
That is so cool,
fidget
man.
Fidget spinners are a new thing, and now I got my.
Thanks, Casey. That was hilarious. All right. Let's see. I know it's totally unfair. I've even had guys experience the same fear with me, but it's so true. If I go on one date with a guy, I feel as though our future may as well as ready be set in stone. Now, don't be a guy like you never want to say, oh, my God, you know, you're like, don't give it all up. You know what I mean? Like, you're on a first date, no matter how good it is, like when you're buying a car, you don't want to sit there and go, oh, I love it. You know.
Well, you gotta have your poker face on. You got to play it cool. You can't let everything out because then you have no... clout.
Listen, you might be a little young for this, Davey, but poker face, you want to poke her face. That's what you're trying to do. So
I always thought it was just a Lady Gaga song.
No. It's
poke her face?
Poke
that's
her
funny.
Face.
Yes. Yeah. Peter was the first guy that told me that Cindy Lauper's He Bop, She Bop's all about masturbation.
Oh, yes?
What's that? He Bop, She Bop?
No, means they're all bopping.
No, Turning Japanese.
No, I know Turning Japanese is about it, but... Yeah. But I know that he bop, she bop, we all bop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. That wasn't me, but now I have that knowledge.
So bop is, well, bop is a dance now.
He bop, bop.
So they're saying bop is playing with yourself?
Yeah, like he bop, she bop, he bop, we all bop, you bop, you know. He bop. Cindy Lauper's got a good voice. What do you think
about
her voice?
She's great, man.
Cindy Lauper's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your most, as a singer, who do you idolize the most when it comes to singers?
I think like a lot of the old school boy banders. You mean like a female or
let's
a male?
Go,
anything.
Let's go both. Go, let's go have say male first.
Male, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He's
badass.
Awesome.
Oh, how about that other kid that the guy?
You know what?
Bieber.
Justin Timberlake is like the male pop artist as Eminem is to rap.
Yeah,
sense like
totally.
Yeah, here's a guy that has the looks, has the voice, has the moves.
Yeah,
Bruno Mars,
smart.
Bruno Mars is, you know, what a showman.
That kid's awesome.
Is
yeah, he just looks. You know what I mean? He's the kind of guy. He just looks like he's. It's like you ever walk around Bruno Mars. If you ever hang around him, he's like, hey man, what's up? And you say him, hey dude, what's the matter? You seem like you're down.
Uh-huh. Michael Bublé.
Yeah, he's awesome too.
Yeah.
And you know who I really like? Cher.
Tony
Cher.
Bennett.
She's great. Of course. He's one of the greats.
Yeah.
Now, what if Tony Bennett saw this shit tonight on TV? I'm sorry. Saw you guys launch tonight.
Uh-huh.
And he was watching, okay? Somebody propped him up in a chair. He's watching America's Got Talent because he's looking for, you know that he helped Lady Gaga. He did
hey,
a lot of duets.
If that was, it would be Six Alive. Yeah. Tony Bennett could join the band.
Hell yeah. It wouldn't be a boy band anymore.
And you know what? He's got, you can make a wig to look like your wigs and shit, you know?
That's not a wig, Peter.
No, Tony's is.
Oh, like make
Tony's
him
a
wig to look like my hair?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That'd be great.
That'd be funny if they had Davey wigs.
Listen, Photoshop fucking Tony Bennett.
People are going to be Davey from Five Alive this Halloween.
You know, I never thought of that. That's hilarious.
That's who I'm
Number three, by the way, back to the list. Nice guys are so hard to walk away from.
Mm-hmm. What nice guys are nice?
Nice guys, if they're being nice, especially if they're nice and they're paying your mortgage.
Well, yeah. Why would you want to let that go for some guy who's gonna fucking be mean to you?
This is why.
Yeah, how long would a woman accept?
A lot of women.
Yeah.
Well, I swear to God, I've had women say, and this is not bullshit. Size does matter, right, girls? Or am I lying? Size matters. And I've had chicks say, I met the greatest guy. He was so good looking. He's got a great job. He drives a Porsche. Everything. I pulled his pants down. And it was like a Tic Tac and two BBs.
Two BBs?
Yeah, and they said, holy shit. And they leave. And the guy's embarrassed because they know they've got like an acorn. And but that's what it is. And this chick, I have a very dear friend who, you know, she's two told me the same fucking thing.
So what's that like?
I wouldn't know. You know? You said you didn't like comedy. Oh, he's getting the hang of it, Davey. Break into song. Do something. Are you glad to sing today or not?
Well, I mean, if you want to see us sing, you already know 8 o'clock tonight.
I
want to
see
NBC.
Us. I want to hear you just do something. You know.
Yeah, but we're a group. I mean, I do my thing, but together, collectively, as a sound,
how about
we
this?
Sound great.
Hey, Peter.
What?
How about I continue with my fucking story?
Oh, you're not done yet?
I'm sorry. I'm not. There was four, remember?
Oh.
Number four, mystery still infatuates me.
Mm.
So what does that mean?
This one is immature and totally own up to. I still can't resist a guy who keeps me guessing.
Okay. Where are you? I'm out, baby.
Yeah.
I'm just out. I'm with some friends.
I'm at the YMCA. What's that music?
Yeah.
Why is that glitter on your forehead?
What's that sucking sound?
So a guy who's too good and she knows where he is boring.
Well, he's like, he's honest. He's telling her everything. You know, like, everything about that, like...
Mystery is part of that bad boy
thing. I remember when I was single. That was a weird thing. Like when you it was like a transition. Like, you know, you would be with somebody, like, you know, like, I'm just going to hang out with this person. They're okay. And you really didn't give a shit. You know, you would just go out when you had a free night and shit. You know, it was like just to go out. It wasn't like you're like, oh, I'm in love with this person.
Like a booty call.
Yeah, you're just having fun. And then there was those that... Now you met. Oh, I want to like this person, you know. And then you worry because when you're being nice, you know, you think the woman's going, oh, he's getting boring. And then they meet some guy like Davey over here with the fucking hair and the glasses,
bad boy, and he's lit up,
right?
And
he's up. I'm on America's Got Talent, baby. You know, what's your boy do? He's a comic. He sounds boring. Does he tell you all the truth?
He's a fairy boy. That's the music that plays in my head when I walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like
is
I feel
so
like that's
cool,
like my
man.
Entrance music. You know what I mean?
Yep, that is slick, man. Now, do you have a swagger?
But I'm saying the young guy walks in like that.
Yeah.
And you're like in the corner.
Yeah,
then,
boy.
By the way,
walks
one
in
of
the
our
door.
One of our Casey Peruski and Spaz ask a question. Spaz asked a question. Where did you come up with the name Five Alive?
Well, there's five of us, and we're alive.
That's it. That was it.
Five alive.
So you guys didn't say you could have been five walking.
No.
Five breathing. It could have been five.
But five alive, it sounds great. It rhymes. But also, we are five guys, and we're bringing our dreams to life.
Now, wasn't there a drink alive. Or five like alive? That. Isn't there a drink called Five Alive?
No.
Yeah, it was like a Capri Sun type thing.
Now they're going to get sued then.
Yeah, you got to be careful. See, that's the first thing. You can hire him to do all the shit. He wouldn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
You can hire me, and I can avoid these potential financial pitfalls.
No, I would do a name search immediately on that. Did you copyright the name Five Alive?
We're Five Alive Boy Band.
All right. Well, you throw the boy band in there, see, not Five Alive Fruit Drink.
Right.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. Well, actually, now they could probably sponsor the tour.
Well, I don't know if they're still in business, so
well,
I don't know if they have much pockets for sponsorship.
Well, if they are, hopefully they're not listening. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
No, hopefully they might be, and they say, hey, we can really get some traction from this kid's music.
Maybe.
No? Come on, if they're 12.
Some kind of partnership.
And I'll tell you what. I'll call Gatorade for you because... That's a 12 to 24.
All right, Peter, enough of the soliciting.
I'm
nobody's going to hire you.
That's a 12 to 24 thing, and you could easily make some good cash.
Now, I don't know. Where are you from? Where are you from?
South Florida.
Okay. But Puerto Rico, who Elgin David, who's our normal co-host, he's from Puerto Rico, you know.
Yeah.
And Puerto Rico enacts medicinal marijuana law.
Oh, thank God. That might bring them out of the black.
If an area, exactly, ever needed financial help of that.
You're not kidding.
Now, who wouldn't want to go to Puerto Rico on vacation and get high as fuck? Well, it's only medical, though. That's a problem. You need to have a recreational down there.
See, if they get a recreational down there, then not only will people get to smoke, you know, and get high, but then the restaurants, the Puerto Rican food, the people make so much money.
They say that they say that it'll bring in $50 million a month.
Wow.
Now that a law allowing the use of marijuana for medicinal purpose has taken effect.
Everybody's going to be sick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got a bad back, man. Oh, I'm a little depressed.
Listen, you could bring your dog and say, you know, cataracts.
Yeah. I got to have some for my dog.
Right. She's had cataracts.
That's true.
Casey Peruski says Five Alive is his favorite drink.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So I don't know if that's a way of saying I'd like to drink a big boy band. I don't know.
That's funny.
I'm trying to be. Yeah, man. I think that's the only thing that could save Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
who I know they want to become a state, but the United States is like, we don't want them to become a state.
Either that or a tsunami.
We don't hope so, because then the Florida can get hit with a bit of that.
No, I know. And no, it's too far north. Puerto Rico's far north, man. Puerto Rico's like...
Puerto Rico's not north. It's, sure it's south of here, you idiot.
No, it's not. The Bahamas are south of here. Puerto Rico's
Puerto
north.
Rico's down...
You make a left at the statue that
it's not north. It's down. Puerto Rico is south of here. You got to fly southeast of Florida to get to Puerto Rico.
I'm going to call it. I'm going to text Elgin and ask
him. Do you have a globe, Peter? You know what I mean?
Isn't the Earth flat?
You got to go north. You're not talking about Bermuda.
My globe looks
like
this desk.
You're thinking of Bermuda, aren't you?
My globe looks like this desk.
All right.
Flat.
Well, congratulations to Puerto Rico. Maybe you guys can handle that debt.
I hope so, man.
Here's a little story that you need to know.
What?
Schoolboy dies after cheese from sandwich flicked into his mouth.
Oh, no.
What happened?
He was allergic to cheese.
He died?
It's like being bit by a bee.
His throat probably swelled up, and he didn't have an EpiPen because they fucking raised the prices.
It's like $3 million to buy an EpiPen.
Yeah. What's that guy's name? Martin Shkreli or some shit?
Shkreli, yeah.
What a jerk off.
Well, no,
he
raised a different drug.
Some lady did
He's in trial right now, by the way. He's on trial. Teenage schoolboy, severely allergic to dairy, has died after cheese from a sandwich was allegedly flicked into his mouth.
Oh, no.
Karanbir Chima, 13, suffered a reaction following the incident at William Perkins C. of E. High School in Grenford, West London. Oh, it's over there. On June 28th, after 12 days of intensive care in Great Ormond Street Hospital, Karanbir, now known as Karan, to his friends, died on Sunday.
That's sad. That's really
sad. Who
the
fuck flicks cheese into somebody's mouth?
It was probably a little kid did it.
Hey, you loaded the cheese. Here you go.
How old was he?
Crazy. The father is 13. Yeah.
That sucks.
He said, we were in the hospital. They had to watch him to die. No parent should ever see that, of course. Blah, blah, blah. It had alleged that Karanbir had the food flicked into his mouth. One pupil tweeted the day the incident took place, a boy in the class bought himself a cheese sandwich and another boy asked to have a piece of it. He gave the cheese to him, thinking that he would eat it, but instead he flicked it at Karan. People are saying it hit his lips, which he then licked by accident. Wow, could you be that allergic to cheese, Peter?
That's a super allergy.
Yep, absolutely. There's no question about it. You could be allergic to, as you said, a bee bite. Could kill you.
Well, a bee bite, it's in you. I mean, but this is like if a piece of cheese hits your lip.
Depending, you know what? Some people are so sensitive to something. You can be so goddamn allergic to something.
You know, I've never really been that allergic to anything. But the other day, I ate a cherry, and my lips like swelled up, and my ears got itchy.
What was her name?
It was weird.
You beat me. You beat me to it, bro.
I know.
You beat me right to it, man.
So you don't get these old jokes of being a boy band member.
Cherry is when you're a virgin.
Yeah.
So feeding.
When did you lose your virginity, Davey?
Oh, that makes sense. She's my cherry pie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're talking about.
Water, such a sweet surprise. Oh.
Did you like rock and roll at all or no? Were you a rock
Who's your
kid?
Favorite rock band?
Yeah. I bet Aerosmith.
I mean, Aerosmith is awesome. AC/DC, Van Halen.
Oh, you know the hard stuff. Your parents probably
Led Zeppelin,
that stuff.
Black Sabbath.
Well, that's your parents.
Nirvana.
Age. Your parents. That's even well, Nirvana. Yeah, probably.
Foo Fighters. They're awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Green Day.
Of course. The Foo Fighters.
Green Day's really cool.
By the way, Kerry C. Peruski's now said your three viewers are demanding you put your phone down.
Okay.
Dougie, speaking of cheese, boy, Casey's becoming Casey's turning into a Facebook troll today.
Yeah, look at him.
Wow.
The social justice warriors are out.
My goodness. Well, that's horrible. You know, and I wonder if it was like, no one's talking about it, why would you flick cheese at somebody? And the kid was, it was Arabic of some sort. I wonder if it was, it could be considered a hate crime. Here's the last thing you need to know. I don't know if you knew this. Do you think that you can electrocute yourself with your cell phone in a bathtub or something?
I've tried.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I'd have a pocket to put it in.
Right.
So.
I don't see why not.
What do you mean?
Why couldn't it happen?
The power, Davey, I don't know about your cell phone, but they have like little batteries, very small batteries.
So does a taser.
But a taser emits a lot more power than goes into your cell
phone. Okay, what if you had the cell phone plugged in when it happened?
Oh, then you could definitely die.
Well, then you got the electrical AC current.
Sure.
Did you know how people are always trying to charge their phone at every moment of the day? Mm-hmm. Everyone walks around with a charge. They're probably in the bathtub, and they had that shit plugged in, and they were playing a stupid game or on Facebook.
Oh, man.
Zapped himself.
14-year-old Texas girl electrocuted when cell phone drops into bathtub. Family of Madison Coe of Lubbock, Texas, says the 14-year-old was electrocuted when her charging cell phone fell into the bathtub full of water that she was in.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's got to be plugged in.
I think it was plugged in for sure.
It had charging.
Charging. Means, yeah. That means it was plugged in.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
And that's
the
definition of, like, if we had, like, AC current.
Settle down, you.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Thank God vibrators don't have power cords.
Yeah, because then if the woman gets really moist.
Right.
Women don't like that word, right, Peter?
It's the number one most hated word by women, moist.
Moist. Mm-hmm. I've heard comics tell jokes about it and stuff. You know, and I used to say years ago, it's like, you know, guys have to worry about size, like your word, like you're worried or talking about earlier.
Petrified of it.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, women are like, size matters. Mm-hmm. But women, you know, don't think you're out of the cold. You're out of the in the clear, because we as guys judge you based on that criteria as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right? I mean, you ever been with
a
girl?
Right.
You ever have been with a girl where it's like, you know, you're like, hey, you want a Gatorade or something? You know, you got to replace your electrolytes. What's going on? When's the last time you had some water?
No, and that's when you break out, like, you know, the spray 3-in-1. You know, you get a little shot.
I don't follow.
These are lubrication jokes.
3-in-1.
Yeah, it's an oil. It's a lube.
Oh, some WD-40.
There you go.
There you go.
That's always helpful.
Yeah.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's Tuesday afternoon, Danger Studios. I am here with Peter Leonard.
It's been really great.
Special guest in the studio from Five Alive, Davey Boyd.
Having a great time.
And you can catch him tonight on America's Got Talent on NBC at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then, you know, vote. If it's a voting night, you definitely want to vote.
Yeah. I'm going to be lit.
Yeah, I'm going to be lit.
Right.
Yeah.
How about you, Davey?
Stay lit. You never have to get lit if you stay lit.
That's right. By the way, my stepdaughter will be here. She's cooking for my wife and I tonight.
Oh, she cooks too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she cooks.
What's she making, bro?
I don't know. It's a big surprise, but she said she wanted to cook us dinner tonight.
Uh-oh.
So,
she got to tell you something.
No, she's got to get wants to get a new car.
Yeah. She just found out we have life insurance.
She's pregnant. She's pregnant.
You're going to let us know. Anyway, we'll be back with Straight from Headlines right after this.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The other stories are stuff you need to know.
Gotcha.
This stuff, you know. Pregnant woman arrested for a cupcake battery.
What?
This sounds funny already.
Now, you know, I mean, if somebody's throwing cupcakes at me, I wouldn't be too upset.
I'd be eating them.
Hell yeah. I'd be, you know, let's play catch.
Somebody's been throwing cupcakes at me for three or 4 years already. You're a good catcher, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I've tried to hit you, they keep missing. Yeah, you
like pleasure.
You like catchers, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, pregnant woman arrested for cupcake battery. On July 3rd, a pregnant woman was arrested for domestic battery after pelting her brother with frosted cupcakes.
Oh, see, they might have been frozen.
During a 1:45 a.m. argument Saturday in the family's Vero Beach residence.
Ooh.
According to cops, LaTanya Dougherty, 24, was quarreling with her 30-year-old sibling when the verbal argument escalated. Dougherty allegedly picked up a frosted cupcake and threw it at Eddie Iatto.
Oh, boy.
Cupcake. He caught it in his teeth and ran down the hall.
Yeah.
See, how do stories like this even make the news? Because he had to get hit with a cupcake and then be so offended that he called the cops.
Well,
from a cupcake.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it says here, Iatto retaliated by removing frosting off his arms and wiping it in her hair.
Oh, no. Never touch a girl's hair.
He allegedly kicked the girl in the stomach.
She's pregnant. That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, this is your sibling, and you know she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Listen.
I'm going to show her.
No offense, it was his baby.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to know.
Right.
That's messed up, though.
Bitch!
kick your
pregnant. An interview with the police, Dougherty's mother described her daughter as the initial primary aggressor as she threw cupcakes.
She was first. She threw the cupcake.
But Yaddo's reaction, cops concluded, exceeded the reasonable response. Yeah, if somebody throws a cupcake at you,
yeah,
you definitely want to kick her in the stomach and she's pregnant.
Yeah, you know what? They should have charged her with assault and batter.
Okay.
Cupcake batter, get it? Assault and batter.
I'm going to start marking spots David, in the show where I'm going to input, like for our podcast listeners, I'm going to input like little train wrecks, you know,
listen,
cricket sounds
and
shit.
Assault and batters, that's funny, man. Yeah. Cupcake batter.
Yeah, salt and batter.
I had to explain it to you. You know, I'm sorry I'm not speaking in your native tongue.
All right.
Go ahead. What's next?
Escaped elephant strolls through Wisconsin neighborhood.
Cool.
Oh, shit. In Wisconsin?
Honey, it's an elephant. Stop fucking drinking.
Now, listen, they got cheese there, no peanuts. Should have been escaped in Georgia. He'd be better off, no?
I don't know if that, yeah.
Well, right?
Then he can wander forever.
Right.
And I'm assuming it's a he, and I realize that's a trunk.
Oh,
I mean, can you tell the difference between a female and a, like, females have tusks? Is there anything like that? I'm not very much, you know.
No, females do not have tusks. Just
well,
like
I would
a
assume
rhino.
The females don't have a giant elephant penis.
Right.
That's one way to tell.
Yes. And nipples.
Yeah.
They have nipples, the females.
In Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Are they called nipples on an elephant?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
How do you feed a baby elephant?
They might be called something different. I don't know.
No. They're a nipple.
Okay.
The dogs have nipples?
Is any part of a body of another animal's nipples called something else?
A dog has a teat.
Well, it's a tit that has a nipple.
It's a nipple.
It's a teat.
The dog has an infection on its, well, whatever. Let's call a veterinarian.
In Baraboo, Wisconsin, the pachyderm was startling. It was a startling sight for residents of one small Wisconsin neighborhood. A full-grown elephant sauntered through Baraboo early on Friday morning on a brief walk of freedom. The mammoth creature, more suited for the big top, clashed with the quiet residential neighborhood. Hey, that'd be cool. You get up, you're drinking your morning coffee or something, a fucking elephant walking down the street.
Well, you know, Ringling Brothers closed. They went out of business 3 months ago. They just cut the animals loose.
They're homeless now. They don't have a job.
No, he was living under this turnpike, and you should have seen the size of the fucking sign he had.
Yeah.
Won't shit on your lawn for food.
I saw an elephant standing on the corner, standing on a little ball with a cup.
Right.
A bunch of monkeys in dresses.
You should hire this kid.
I'm telling you. Well, I think we can't afford this guy.
No, not anymore.
Law enforcement officers quickly got in touch with a nearby Circus World Museum, home of the wandering pachyderm. A trainer arrived and led the elephant back to the circus complex. Come back with us.
Let me ask you a question. If you work... Okay, you work at a place where they house an elephant. You get to work, and you walk by the thing, and how long does it take you to realize that you just didn't walk past a 3,000-pound fucking thing that looks like the side of a house? Tell me. How do you know? How do you not miss that?
Yeah, well...
that would scare the crap out of me.
It's kind of cute, but the elephant's mate mm-hmm. was the one who used her trunk to free him.
To call the cops. Said he's missing. Yes, he's missing.
He's out fucking around with that elephant chick.
He dialed 911.
He's banging some white girl with blonde hair.
How did you make that call, Mrs. Elephant? I used the trunk line.
Oh, my God. Cue the crickets.
All right, dude, I'm definitely going to fucking, I'm going to set up. Hold on, I'm going to mark this one.
Oh, please.
I'm going to mark the crickets.
And you do that, that's my last show. I'll tell you what. Honest to God, you can bet your ass that this will be my last show. Honest to God. You know what? This is a freebie on me.
All right.
You know, I'm lucky gas is down to 219. I would, you know, wouldn't be here today. Trust me.
While we're on the subject of animals, monkey business, Florida man says primates swarm his property. Mm. Again, in Florida.
I heard that.
You heard the story?
50 monkeys.
Right?
What?
In Ocala, Florida, a Florida man says he got a monkey problem. News outlets report that Brian Pritchard of Ocala says troops of Reese's monkeys swarm his photograph, set up to photograph. Wait a minute. Swarm his property to it's fucking weird.
Mark that. You should mark that.
Yeah, I'm going to mark that. Yeah, and if I do that, I'm never going to be on this fucking show again. Says troops of the Reese's monkeys swarm his property two times a day to swipe food in a feeder meant for deer, cameras he set up photographed the deer, instead captured pictures of dozens of monkeys. He has counted as many as 50 at a time. Pritchard says the primates have eaten 250 pounds of food and banged his wife.
But here's the problem. He called the cops to say, you got to get these monkeys off my back, and they called the drug rehab, and they took them away. They thought he had a heroin addiction. But you know what you stopped? You know how you avoid all that? You stop feeding the fucking deer.
Wow.
Right? If they're coming to eat the deer food, guess what? Stop feeding the deer. I've got a problem in my condo right now. There's a stray cat. Three of us feed this stray cat. Now, there's a law in Florida that says if there's a cat that's been an animal that's used to living somewhere, it doesn't matter if it's outside or whatever, that if it's been fed in that area, they cannot remove it. It's law. Okay? Now.
Okay, Matlock.
It's funny. No, because people shouldn't be. Now, two ducks hang around near this cat where we feed the cat every day because they think there's going to be leftover food. They're going to eat the thing. Now, people are complaining that there's duck shit because people are feeding the cat. There are at least 200 ducks in the entire development where I live. There's five lakes. There's ducks everywhere. Now, I told this woman the other day, I said, so your logic is that if we stop feeding the cat, the ducks will starve to death. They won't be shitting. The only way they eat is us feeding the leftovers that the cat is leaving. Is that right? People are so stupid. How is that possible, Doug?
I have no idea, but that was incredible.
It's insane, man. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Do you have a stray?
I can't believe it.
Do you have any animals?
No, I have no animals.
All right. Here's a weird story. Company removes beeping alarm clock in a wall event since back in 2004. Honey, what's that noise coming from?
Wait a minute. There was a beeping alarm.
Whose alarm is that? I don't know. It's yours.
Oh, my
God. Shut it off.
Well, they have things like that now you can buy, these little prank things that you hide somewhere.
Right.
And every 3 minutes, it'll make a little... You know, or
right, like some sort of fucked up
cricket noise.
Really?
And then you can hide them in people's office or wherever. You can put them on top of a fan blade. They
that's
won't know
funny.
Where this thing's coming from.
Yeah, you get that like little Jason sound.
even like you can have it goes,
yeah,
real fast, and then every 3 minutes,
like a little scratch.
You're like, what the fuck is that?
That's funny.
You hear that? Did you hear that? Company removes beeping alarm clock in wall vent since 2004. In Ross, Pennsylvania, a heating contractor has removed a beeping alarm clock that's been inside a Pennsylvania family's wall vent for nearly 14 years.
What moron would wait 14 years to figure out that there's a fucking alarm clock in their wall?
How do you get in there?
Yeah, well, homeowner Jerry Lynn tells the news. He tied the battery operated clock to a string in September of 2004 and lowered it inside the wall so the beeping alarm would pinpoint the spot he needed to drill for a TV cable. But the clock fell off the string and has been beeping since 6:50 p.m. or 7:50 p.m., depending on daylight savings time.
Can you imagine if you sell your house, okay? And you don't tell somebody this shit, and they move in, and all you know, they wake up mysteriously every morning at 6:50. Oh, it's a ghost.
A corroded battery was still powering the clock.
That is unbelievable.
That's a great commercial for EverReady or whatever, Duracell. EverReady wouldn't have lasted that long.
Right.
So well, if it's crust, well, it's copper tops can still get.
How long was it down there for?
Since 2004, which makes
13
oh,
years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, we had like a clock right there in the family room that it would just go off. But it wasn't like we were ever, it's not like right there next to us.
Right.
So, you know, we just didn't deal with it. And eventually we finally shut it off. But we tolerated it for a while. But can you imagine you're sitting there and you're watching TV and like, what time was it? At 6:50 p.m. Just before Jeopardy comes on.
Right.
Oh, you know,
it's beep.
I'd use
beep,
a sledgehammer beep, through a wall to get
I can't believe you left that clock in the wall.
And how easy it is just to fix one little piece of drywall.
Yeah, cut through that
cut
shit.
Cut that, get that damn clock
out
there.
Fucking replace the piece.
That's a lazy person.
This is a lazy fuck.
That's unbelievable.
And you know, that's how stupid is this?
It's
like,
funny.
The family had to tolerate this noise for 14 years, 13 years, just because somebody had the ability.
It would have been funnier if it wasn't on the the alarm sound, it was on the radio sound, and some fucking song came out. You thought you were in like
Groundhog Day.
Like, I got you, babe. Every morning this fucking thing comes
out. That's crazy. It is a lazy bastard.
Holy shit. Stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Just change it.
That's so funny.
I love this story. Death by volcano.
Oh, my God.
38-year-old man kills himself by jumping 250 feet into a Hawaii volcano crater.
That has to be excruciating,
no,
but
it's
quick.
Not an instant.
But still, it hurts for a second.
You go head first into lava?
Oh, it has to hurt, man. Come on.
No, that's the first thing. You go feet first.
Well, no, my feet are very sensitive to heat.
No, you got, if you're going to.
I got some shoes on.
I'd go head first, I think.
That's hilarious.
Thank you. You ever walk on a hot beach in Miami? Oh, sure, you have.
I would belly flop. Or do a cannonball. Fuck it. If you're going
to jump into a volcano, you go head first or feet first?
Belly flop.
I got to tell you.
What do you say, Facebook Live?
But you're instantly melted. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The second you
hit. It depends. You may land. It's like pff, you stick in like a golf ball on a landing on a green.
Oh, and you imagine you get stuck up to your waist?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, melted.
You feel your balls burning.
I cocked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It says here that Leo Adonis, who was born Gregory Michael Uri, was found in a crater on the volcano in Hawaii National Park about 250 feet below a walking trail.
He obviously didn't know who he was.
Wait. They found him. How'd they find him? If he was melted, he didn't melt? He dove.
Nadine Watt says he'll go head first.
An inactive
volcano? I agree. If I'm going to do it, I'm jumping head first.
It's an inactive volcano.
Yeah, what the hell?
Adonis was found on the volcano in Hawaii National Park on Sunday. File picture shows volcanic gas rising from the lava lake in Kilauea. Halamakasaki.
Kamanawala.
How you doing?
Kamanawala.
Adonis' father said his 38-year-old son lived in Petaluma in California, but really loved Hawaii. Mm. He also added that Adonis had left a suicide note in his backpack. The bag was discovered around 7 p.m. by two hikers.
He burned it out, too.
Walking the trail on Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
Rangers began looking for the owner on Saturday night, but the search was suspended because of dangerous conditions. I mean, it's a fucking volcano. The body was found Sunday morning by rangers searching by helicopter. Well, they found that he couldn't have jumped into the lava.
Obviously not.
I mean, he must have jumped into the pit.
He missed. Imagine that. Imagine what a loser he is. He got to commit suicide.
He was 4 feet short.
Right. He missed.
And he went head first into a fucking rock.
Yeah. Can you imagine? What a
fucking they say he lived for about 20 minutes and it's burned his ass off.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know.
That's hysterical. Let me get up with this. Somebody carry me up and let me try this again.
Jessica, the park spokesman, Jessica Furricane, said it believed the man died from the fall, but an investigation is ongoing.
Yeah, he didn't plan that out right.
No, I don't think he was eating, like, you know, bad macadamia nuts over there in Hawaii. You know what I mean?
He was eating something.
Right.
I mean, how fucking horrible.
Eating like Xanax and diving off of fucking volcanoes.
And on a nice note,
yeah,
a California teen wins lottery twice in a week.
What?
Ooh, there's hope for us.
This is the only guy that's probably going to get laid more than you, Davey.
Probably.
Just saying.
I got to make friends with this guy. What's his name?
Yeah, you definitely want. Maybe he'll be a financier.
Hey, yes, let's find out. Who is this guy?
Yeah. Says here that Sacramento, California, a California teen is celebrating two big lottery wins in a week. California says 19-year-old Rosa Dominguez won $555,000 on a $5 scratch-off ticket.
What? And then spent it all to buy the other tickets, right?
She purchased at a gas station. After that win, she said she was nervous and just wanted to cry. Yeah, because that's what I do when I win half a mil.
Yeah.
A few days later, she bought another $5 scratch-off ticket at a different station and won $100,000.
What the?
And was pissed.
And I was really pissed.
Yeah, right.
This is fucking stupid game.
No, she was pissed.
Where's my millions?
I had $500 last time. She tore that ticket up. Said last one was $500. This is bullshit.
The lottery says Dominguez collected $655,000 in total winnings recently and tells the organization she plans to go shopping to buy herself a new car.
Wow. And $400,000 worth of lottery tickets.
Invest it.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a smart car, and then I'm going to put the rest into new ticket.
All of it.
Yes. I'm going. I'm all in. Let it ride.
Miss Dominguez.
That's a lot of scratching.
Imagine, you know, think about that. If she bought 100,000 scratch-off tickets.
Right. $5 a piece. That's half.
Right. What are the chances of her like maybe doubling up?
Well, isn't the chances of you getting struck by lightning more than winning the lotto?
Yeah. Well, let's all right. Let's look at this differently. What if she wore golf shoes,
right.
carried a putter, and then went in and put all that money in? Would lightning strike twice?
With a rabbit's foot.
Can I borrow your pen? Would you mind give me an autograph on this thing?
Yeah, yeah. You have a marker or something?
I got like a Sharpie outside.
Yeah, that's
you can
perfect.
Use.
Yeah, we'll do it. Okay.
Do a Sharpie.
Do it with the Sharpie. Yeah. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Again, I want to thank Peter Lerner for joining us today and his phone. And special guest from Five Alive, Davey.
Yeah.
Davey Boyd.
Thank you so much, guys.
America's Got Talent tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC. At America's Got Talent, Five Alive will be doing a number.
Yeah, we're going to be out there doing our thing, so make sure you support the movement. Subscribe or die at Five Alive Boy Band on Instagram, and check out FiveAliveBoyBand.com.
There you go, guys. By the way, don't forget, this week, I'm going to be busy on Wednesday. I'm going to be at Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. Your headliner is Chris Gorgeous. Plus Pierre is your feature. But Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be headlining Snappers Comedy Club in Palm Harbor, Florida. Thursday, one show. Friday and Saturday, two shows. So come out to Snappers. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to have five shows.
That's
I'm going to get
great
to do
place too,
45 minutes to an hour.
It's a great place, Snappers.
Can't wait. And then for more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at WakeUpDougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at DougieDangerous. How about you, Mr. You want to find Five Alive?
Yeah, at Five Alive Boy Band. And you can follow me at Davey5Alive. And it's the number five.
Number five.
And it's D-A-V-I-E.
There you go. Peter Leonard?
You can check me out on Sundays, 900 a.m., The Talk of the Palm Beaches, or go to Facebook. Go to the Food for Thought radio show.
Thanks, guys. That concludes another day here broadcasting at Danger Studios. Thanks for listening, and we will have a special show tomorrow, along with Chris Gorgeous will be here in the studios, and Ethan Moore will be joining us, local comic as well. Dina Hidalgo, thanks for joining us as we close the show. But you can watch the whole video and go back. Don't forget to join us on wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Subscribe. It's free. We have a Patreon page. We'd love your donations. You can donate $1 a month, as little as $1 a month, or a flat donation of $10, whatever you want to do to help the cause. It goes to the gas money, new material, mics, cords, which we need. We appreciate your guys' help. Thanks again for listening. And, also, special guest show Friday.
Ooh.
This Friday, I'm going to be at the Bubba Radio Network at Bubba Army Radio in the studios in Tampa.
You're kidding.
Awesome.
We'll be doing a live, me and my friend, my comedian friend from the West Coast, Tiffany Barbie, will be joining me in the studios there. We'll be doing a live show from 12 to 2.
That's great.
You'll be able to call in 813-90-BUBBA. So if you want to participate, you actually have live call-in. So
I'm going to do that.
Make sure you call in on Friday, okay?
Very cool.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being a light hit the ground.